The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, we're not entirely out of the woods yet, with 613 cases of COVID-19 reported yesterday and 35 deaths. The median age of those infected is quite low. It's 34. In other words, half of all the cases are over 34, but half are under 34. So the young are not being ignored by this virus. Light at the end of the tunnel, certainly, with the vaccines, but we should be careful as we go, as Professor Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin, is going to explain. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
There's a new variant which has been detected. What exactly should we be concerned about?
Yeah, it's another one that's cropped up, but it's called B1525 is the number. And it was announced last night. It was in Ireland. It's in 18 countries. And it's what strikes me, Pat, is it's still not much known about this one, you know. So quite why they've announced it is a bit of a mystery to me, because it's still very much a work in progress. It does have the ERIC mutation. Remember the one we mentioned before, the E484K? Yeah. Now, that one is a slight concern because antibodies bind less tightly to it, you see. But still, it's just yet another one. They're calling it a variant of investigation rather than of concern, is how it's been designated, because we still need to find out more about it.
Yeah, because some people are touting it as being more transmissible because of a deletion of something in the spike protein, and also, resistant to antibodies. But that's not the full story.
Well, it's got two other changes that aren't in the other ones. So I think I'll Q677H, for instance, and that might suggest it might be more transmissible. But there's no evidence for that yet. It's based on sort of predictions, is the way to think of it. So it's still, as I say, under investigation. What they're doing is that there's loads of variants cropping up, Pat, as you may have seen anyway. And they're calling them either VOI, which is variant of investigation, or VOC, variant of concern. This is still in the investigation category. Until we learn more about it, we shouldn't really be worrying, because it may be, you know, maybe fine. It may be like some of the other ones anyway, you see. So it's a strange one that it's been flagged in this way, I think.
Interesting, just looking at where the disease is still persisting. The incidence continues to decrease across most age groups, but not in the 19 to 24s and the over 85s. So,
yeah,
you know, we have to be extremely careful. I suppose that the clusters in colleges and so on would give rise to a higher incidence in the 19 to 24s.
Yeah, more than likely, yes. And again, that is evidence that they're mingling, in a sense, and it's spreading among them, I suppose. So that's one factor there. Now, mind you, this morning, Pat, I was walking through Glastool. 80 people were gathering in various groups. It's obviously a very sunny day, and there's people mm-hmm. outside coffee shops. There's people coming back from their swim, and it did make me slightly uneasy, I must say. I'm not joking. I counted about 80 people that gathered in various groups. So people are beginning to mix and mingle again, which is a slight concern to us. They need to still be careful.
Now, the question of the anti-vax people, you were assaulted by anti-vax conspiracy theory believers. Is that so?
I was, strangely. This came out. I was interviewed by, I think it's called Mature Living Magazine. It's an older person's magazine. A couple of months ago, and I mentioned this. Yeah, so, yeah, this is about 3 months ago. I was walking down Grafton Street one lunchtime, and some guy pulled me by the collar. He pulled me back, you know, and I got a fright. And he started shouting at me, "Oh, you're pro-vaccine, you're damaging children." There is the anti-vax lobby out there, you know. Now, I guess he was struggling himself with various issues, is the way I would put it. So I just kept walking, you know, but it did give me a fright, I must say. And I just kept walking up the street a bit more. Yeah. Now, I mean, you know, the anti-vaxxers mobilise, don't they? And they've been coming at many of us. I mean, lots of stuff on social media. I block it all. I never see it. Because you can block it on Twitter and my email, it all goes to spam. But I think it's going on, isn't it? I mean, you have to expect it, I suppose. There isn't much you can do about it.
Yeah. Mind you, you're what, 6'4"?
Well, I could have a friend of mine. I told a friend of mine after, he said, you should have chinned him, he said to me. I'm not going to assault people on Grafton Street, you know. So it is a bit strange.
No, but I was just thinking he was a brave man, because you were.
He was
are,
a brave man. Yeah, that's right. Know,
well, yeah, proportioned, exactly. And 6'4". Oh, all right. Finally, I should ask you, have you any concerns about the return of schools on Monday?
No, I don't think so, Pat. I mean, again, it's essential, isn't it? Let's face it. And in fact, as we've spoken about before, the risk of keeping kids out of school, the harm that does, far outweighs any risk that the virus might spread from school. So I think it's going to be fine. And again, they're adopting all the measures, aren't they? Which is great. And let's wish them all the best, I suppose. There is a risk, of course there is. But that risk is far outweighed by the harm that's done by keeping kids out of school, no doubt.
Yeah, well, as long as they do adhere to the rules, and it's not just the kids themselves, and the teachers will keep them more or less in line. It's, the parents who might gather at the school gate, I haven't seen you for ages, how is it going?
Yeah,
and so on and so
worry.
Forth. That is a worry. All right, Luke, we'll talk on Monday, no doubt. There'll be more frontier science on the vaccines and the viruses come Monday. So thanks a million for joining us. Professor Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin.